Hey, what's happening?
Hey, John.
Hey, Brooks.
We're in the basement.
We're two friends.
and
every once in a while, we invite another friend down here.
A new buddy.
New buddy. He's from a little podcast called Some Kind of Show. And can I time it perfectly? Yeah. It's Keith.
Nice. What's up, guys?
Hey, Keith.
It's we had Bob.
A couple months ago now.
What was that? Dirty Bob and the Boys is the episode title.
Check that
one out.
That's a good name.
That was right before Bob Fest, wasn't it?
That was right
was
before.
Was it pre-Bob Fest?
I think it was pre-Bob Fest. He was talking it up.
You better have him on again. I think he's a changed Bob these days. Yeah. Won't even recognize him.
You won't? Yeah. He found...
God?
He felt well through the advent of PCP.
Oh, nice. He found Sasquatch.
He found Sasquatch out there in the woods. Yeah. I've been listening to your guys' podcast. It's Some Kind of Show. Check it out every Thursday. There's like 150 episodes. And Keith is a cool dude.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
And I always like hearing him talk and the other two guys. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. Well, I've been practicing the cool part, so I'm glad the effort's worth it a little bit. But speaking of Bob, we recorded yesterday, and since we do it in bulk, we're never relevant at all.
Right.
So the episode will probably go up in like a month or so, but there was a pretty big revelation that is worth. I can't spoil it, but I was shocked.
Which episode does it come out on? The first one? Because I believe we come out after. So you could just say it here.
Well, it's going to be like a month,
okay.
I think.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
We have...
well, let's get the jump
I think
on
it's
that
at least
podcast.
5 weeks, probably.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You guys should tune in. I couldn't hardly even believe it. I'm still kind of shook up from it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oof. What is happening?
I'm so tantalized. Tell us off air later.
I will. Okay. Gladly. Yeah.
So, Keith is a super awesome dude. I admire you, Keith. I mean, 90% of the conversations we've had, I haven't been a part of. I've just been sitting there listening silently.
Yeah, that's funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because before I got on SKOS, I was listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get, like, Chris, the blind forklift driver, has been on our show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he was on the show, I don't even think he spoke. He was just like, it was like his live version of the show.
He was just hanging out.
Weird. I'm like, man, you're just auditing. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I like that, dude. Yeah. I met him. I didn't chat with him too much at Bob Fest, but I remember that episode. It was like halfway through, I was like, I thought they said there was another person here. And then like he said some one other thing later on. And then I was like, oh yeah, there was.
But, yeah. Maybe like an awkward chuckle or two.
How blind is that guy? You guys, I've listened to a few, but I don't know.
So he is legit a forklift driver
for
the, I'm the general foreman at a union sheet metal shop.
Oh,
and he's the forklift driver for that shop.
Okay.
A lot of damages, I assume.
Nah, he's fucking, he's decent, man. He's got like, he's like echolocator, you know, he's on that thing clicking. not really, but, for an example, we just had first aid CPR training the other day at work. And the way he worked was the guy went through questions and each person had to read a question and he could not, see the paper to read it. So
he's that
level of blind.
Okay.
But he's a machine on that forklift. As long as we don't move the shop around, I think that might cause some damages.
Yeah, we rearrange things and, this is your last day. Your check will be sent home to you.
Yeah. He's kind of, he's awkward with it a little bit. Like he's uncomfortable with his sight disability, but.
So we should probably talk shit about him for like another 15.
Man, I go
minutes.
Hard on him too. And he laughs about it, but whenever he gets put to the test like that, he was probably super uncomfortable.
Oh, I believe
with
it.
That
yeah.
I just don't even
thing.
Like reading in front of other people.
Yeah, Brooks is the same way.
Yeah.
Hand him a sheet of paper. He starts crying.
I can't do it.
Pretty much. So, what have you guys been up to? John, I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, we already burned all our good stories last night.
I heard something.
Uh-oh.
It was your... I don't know if you want to bring this up. Your kid had a pretty traumatic first
day
of school.
first day of kindergarten didn't go super smooth. Like a bunch of shit just went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't know he was supposed to get on the bus and they didn't know anything about him, even though we filled out all the paperwork. And it'll be a little bit of adjusting, but first week, not so great.
First week of kindergarten?
Yeah, it was only 2 days.
Man, and that's the good stuff.
Yeah, right? I'm like, it only gets worse from here, kid.
So was the bus driver just like, who's this kid that's not
on the
list? No,
they just left him at the school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they called us and they're like, hey, are you picking him up? We're like, he's supposed to be on the fucking bus. And then
you guys were delivering him.
The next day, or Friday, he got off at the wrong stop. And the bus driver is only supposed to allow him to get off with his parent there. Because mm-hmm. he's a kindergartner and he's never been on the fucking bus before.
This is the second day of school, too.
Yeah. First time he's ever ridden the bus, he gets off with all the other kids because he's like, oh, is this where everyone gets off?
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver was like yelling at my wife. He, you know, he's supposed to know where he's supposed to get off. It's like, lady, he doesn't fucking know.
He's five.
He's five. He's never ridden the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll get these kinks worked out and get.
That's crazy. Yeah. She would say that. Like, he doesn't even know what's left and right, but he's supposed to know where he's getting off.
Yeah.
Really?
He actually has a really good sense of direction. When we're driving around, he'll tell me where to turn, like in the city. And he knows left and right and straight. And we're working on, like, he knows the first part of our address, but not quite the second half. I
mean, so that's why he got off on the wrong street. He saw 6-1.
Hey, shut up.
You got to teach him the rest of that info.
And I think if he really had to, he could walk home from school. I think he could find his house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that far, but... it's pretty overwhelming. You know, it's a big change.
He was in the office and he was like, fuck this. I got this. I'm going
home. I'm just footing it.
I'm worried about it. He would probably just walk out. And it's weird. The school is just in the same field as this park that we go to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd get out of a door and he'd be like, oh, this is my park.
Oh, yeah. Take a left at the slide. He'd be like
swinging on the swings. And I don't know.
That was weird. I grew up, whatever, 4 blocks from my school. And they would be like not wanting me to go, but I walked home.
I walked to school
and back from school every day.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you can't go. No, you're going to get lost out there. I'm like, I'm 9 years old. Hey, I know how to get home.
Yeah.
A few days, I just like walked home at lunchtime, came back before they noticed.
Really?
That was the 90s.
What grade were you in?
I was 17. I don't know. So like fourth grade. So like
it was a simpler time. Yeah. Do you have any children, Keith?
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter's a sophomore at Roosevelt. And my son is in the 7th grade.
Oh, right on.
And I have a stepdaughter who's like, 22 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been through all this stuff.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
And the adjustment for us recently was my daughter taking TriMet to school.
Okay.
It's like the school bus, but there's like drug addicts involved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
More drug addicts.
More than just the driver. Yeah.
Older drug addicts.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was kind of stressful a little bit, but, man, my kids have taken to it. As much fear as I have for them, like wandering the city or traveling on their own, like, man, they got to figure that out and they got to do it
at some point. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sink or swim kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's just, it's a life skill you need to have, is to, navigate the shitty place that we live in sometimes.
See, I didn't develop any of that when I was younger. I grew up in the country. And so it was like a big shock, especially like going to Portland State. I'm like, this is hard. Like being in the big city.
There's people everywhere.
Yeah. So riding the MAX and stuff, it took a while. And I was like 20. But
I remember.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we were... middle school, taking the bus mm-hmm. all the way across town. And I'm just like, man, I couldn't imagine my son out there, but he gets on his BMX bike and he's got like this, 5 mile radius that he's traveling in.
Mm-hmm. You still let him. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but it's like, I feel if I were to let my kids just go off, I would get judged as being a bad parent by some other asshole parents that are my.
There's part of that. Yeah.
Business.
Helicopter parents are always going to think that you're, you shouldn't do that. But like the bike park, he's a BMX biker, and the nearest BMX bike park is Pier Park.
Okay.
And so that's like, that was like 2.5 miles away. So I took him there once and I'm like, take this road, it's bike lanes, go here, go there. And I took him once and now he's got it pretty much dialed.
He just goes to his girlfriend's house like two blocks over and comes back and all sweaty and just like, yeah, it was good bike riding all day. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie and say that that didn't happen also, but there was also, not to be like weird spy on your kids, but I'm also the parent. There's this 360 app that both of my kids are on.
Oh.
But we're on it as well. So like, you know, they could see where we're at.
Just on their phone?
Yeah. So like wherever their phone's going, I can, you know, you can tell.
Right. That makes a big difference. I do that to my wife. I'm like, where is she?
Yeah. Where is she? I say you're at Freddy's. This looks like you're at Chippendales.
One time I came home. I don't think I told you this. I used to take guitar lessons and I would get home at like 9:30 at night because I would go after work to a buddy of mine's house. And I came home at 9:30 and my wife's car was gone. And I think my kids... I think Daniel was like a baby, like a couple months old, and Jackson was whatever, 4. I was like, where are they? It was like 9:30 at night. Usually they'd be sleeping or something. And I look on my phone, like where, to see where she was, and she was like random, whatever, down on 12th and Division.
Oh, no.
And I like,
getting a burrito.
I was like, what happened? She didn't like message me or anything. I was like freaking out. I'm like texting her, like, hey, Where are you? Whatever. Did somebody kick in our door, take my family and steal the car with him?
Yeah.
Is what I, you know, the reasonable thing.
I think that that's kind of the first assumption.
And I go down there and there was like a bar and I walk in this bar. It's just completely empty. And then I walk into some back room and there was a belly dance performance a friend of hers like said, hey, we're doing this thing.
Last minute.
And she just forgot to tell. I was like, like walk in. I'm like pissed.
Like your dad.
Kick the door in. Like
your dad brain's like completely firing. I mean, there was all cylinders. If like she ready to murder.
If she would have just said, I'm like, what is happening? But freaked me out. But yeah, I had the tracker on her.
Well, now you take her car keys. So she can't.
Whenever I'm gone, I
take. Hey, I'm leaving. You're not allowed to leave too.
Deadbolt on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly for me tracking to see when she'll get home so I can finish up in the basement, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Do I have enough time? I get you.
Yeah, I got enough time.
How old are your guys' kids? You got any wandering the city yet?
No, my oldest just started kindergarten. He's 5, and then I have a 2, and then 1 in the oven.
1 in the oven, man. Yeah. That's a trip.
Yeah, I got 7 and 4. So the 7-year-old, we walk him. He goes to school, whatever, 5 blocks from here, and he could walk to school. Like, but I'm not so sure that how I feel of just sending my kid out because all the other parents in the morning are walking their kids by the house.
Oh, yeah. You're the shitty dad with his kid showing up by himself.
Yeah. I'm like, she could walk to school.
Just push him out of the car as you drive by.
He walks. He'll be mad on the way home or something, and he'll just walk way ahead and then he makes it home like whatever 5 minutes before my wife. He'll be mad that they had to leave the playground or something early.
When at this point, me and my wife are at work and our kids both have to get up by their alarm, get their breakfast ready, you know, brush their teeth and get to school all on their own. Like we're not even there. I'm at work at like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
She starts at 6. So yeah,
that's nice. I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, I mean, it was an adjustment for sure.
Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to. I mean, our kids are finally getting to the point. We were hanging out last night, like this thing on Saturday, hangout night. And now all the adults can just hang out in the kitchen and the kids most of the time are just playing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By themselves. And we can actually hang out and drink beers and talk about and cuss and I don't know.
Do a lot of swearing.
Yeah, do all that swearing.
Do some rails on the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice change, but there's always like, I'm pulling off and there's always like this sketchy character on my street and I'm like, oh. Like, can I with good conscience just go to work?
You just have to kill that guy before you...
just on my way by.
Throw him in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
You're coming with me.
Yeah.
I won't let you...
That always happens a little bit. Or, you know, I'll text my daughter. I'm like, hey, did you get up to school? And then like nothing. I'm just like, you know, you instantly start going, you know, the worst.
Mm-hmm. I just realized I have a Google Home little speaker, like an Alexa. I just realized you can tell, like when I'm driving home, I can tell my phone to broadcast to the home so I can talk to the living room. So I've just been doing it this week. I'm like, hey, I'm on my way home. And it'll just play in the living room and scare the shit out of my wife.
What are you doing?
Hey,
put that down.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Dad's owed no cookies today.
Kind of give her one of those, babe. Just get her looking for you for 15 minutes. Home.
Help. I'm stuck in the basement.
I'm stuck in the walls.
I need to get a camera in the living room. Then I can really fuck with people.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
You can't see me. I'm standing right in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. She'll buy that.
All right. That's why I bought it. Where'd Brooks go?
So, yeah, man. This has been the most chillaxing Sunday I've had in the longest time. I've just been hanging out. The kids, the kids' grandma came, took one, and then Jamie took off in the morning. And the kids' grandma took one of them school shopping, clothes shopping.
Oh, cool.
And then I just hung out while the other one watched TV. And then she came back and swapped, and then the other one watched TV. And I was just chilling out, drawing for like 4 hours today.
Oh, nice. What's this nice rainy day?
Things, and it was kind of raining.
Yeah, it was a nice day for that sort of thing.
I'm happy to have the rain back. It's nice. Cools everything down. Although it's like still pretty warm, so it's humid.
You say that and it'll be sweaty. Yeah, it'll be like 90 next week.
Yeah, no shit.
Because it is Portland.
Yeah, it is a fucked up summer.
I was going to see if you rode your motorcycle over here, Keith.
Did not.
Because of the rain?
Took the wife's rig. No, the rain's not a problem. Mostly because of the bourbon I brought.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's easier to...
It's hard to tip over four wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when it's been dry for a while, even though it rained pretty good this morning, that first rain when you're on a motorcycle is treacherous a little bit. All the oil and stuff's on the surface, and it can get pretty western out there.
Man, I've been seeing a ton of lane splitting.
Just 6 months become like legal or something?
No, people just started doing it.
Year or the year before, they approved shoulder driving, but there's weird limitations. Like if traffic on like 205 is going 30 miles an hour, you just got to suck it up and stick in the lane. If it's going slower, if you have an air cooled bike, you can ride the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
That's the stipulation, but
I've seen people ride the shoulder over the top deck on the Markham, and I'm like,
that's bold, fucking
dude.
Bananas.
Yeah. Because I come back through the Markham, and people are splitting there, and traffic is not moving, so I don't really, you know, it doesn't bother me, but I'm not used to it because it doesn't happen very often, so it's always kind of a surprise. You know, I look up from watching YouTube.
Well, last time I was in the Bay Area was last summer, and the motorcycles there will lane split going, the traffic's going 80. They're still lane splitting.
Oh.
And it's insane down there.
That is scary.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, now you're just zipping past somebody and they decide to change lanes last second.
Yeah. And it's not just like a fluke. Mm-hmm. It's one after another. Harleys, street bikes, they're all doing it. I'm not for that. Yeah. Like one unblinkered turn and you're the dead guy.
So you're not as cool as I thought you would be.
No. I do. I will ride the shit out of the shoulder though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could.
And I don't even, you know, some people are like, they get pissed about it, but I'm like, fuck, dude, I fit. Like my bike fits.
Yeah.
It's not a stretch.
I don't get pissed.
Yeah. If it's
about
a fucking car, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Dickhead,
all right.
Wait with the rest of us. Motorcycle.
What's the limit? Like, one of those smart cars. Could we get one of those over there?
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Okay. Two seater. It's gotta be
VW Bug. No. No dice. You gotta wait.
That's the original Mini. I would let one of those pass.
Yeah, original Mini.
Okay. Or a Reliant Robin. That's cool. You can do that. That three wheeled car
with the door that opens in the front.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And they like tip over real easy. Did you ever watch Top Gear, that show with Jeremy Clarkson?
Is that
a British
motorhead?
Got one of those?
There was an episode where they got one and they just like purposely were tipping it over.
Rolled it over and over again.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So I installed a toilet today for my in-laws.
Oh.
So I've made a terrible mistake.
You got the call last night.
I did.
It was
I got the call from my mother-in-law who doesn't call me. And I was like, oh shit, it's an emergency. Like Tanya didn't have her phone. My wife didn't have her phone. And I was like, oh no, someone's in the hospital, right? Someone calls you on the phone to talk. You're like,
some random, like whenever
fucking weirdo.
If your mom called you, you're like, who's dying?
Uh-oh.
So I was talking to my sister-in-law. I texted her and I was like, man, why does your mom ask me to do this? She pointed out a long time ago when I signed up for Facebook, I jokingly put master plumber as my profession.
So still on there. That's what she thinks.
She thinks I'm a plumber, which couldn't be further from the truth.
She cashed that check.
And so she calls me and is like, how much do you know about plumbing? I was like,
I'm a master.
Yeah. What do you need to do? She said their toilet broke, like the porcelain broke, and they need to put in a new one. I was like, oh, all right. That's not a big deal. Have you ever put in a toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like two bolts. Mm-hmm. You lift it off, put a new one on, put the two bolts back. That's it. So I had to run over there, get a wax ring. Do the whole toilet install. It actually went really well.
Did you ask what caused this breakage?
I think
breakage?
There was a link. A leak. And my father-in-law was like dinking around in the back and like over tightened a nut or something and cracked the, it's like on the bowl.
Okay.
Like in the back. I don't know. And
like
she
the
said
tank
it
tank connection.
Yeah. I think he was like cranking it down. It snapped the little mm-hmm. bit of porcelain in the back. And she said it was an original toilet to the house, so it's like 60 years old.
Factory toilet.
Yeah. So I had a good run.
Was it like avocado green?
No, surprisingly. I thought it was going to be like baby blue. But, no, it's just a white toilet. And I'll be throwing it away at the dumpster at my work.
Is it in the back of your car right
it
now?
It sure is.
All right.
Man, your car's a shithole.
It is. Literally. I got an unsecured dumpster at my work, so any and all trash that I accumulate.
It's fair game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, if they didn't like it, they should secure it.
It's their problem, so.
I think your boss figured it out and is like deducting it from your pay.
He could be, yeah.
It's like, no.
I'd pay you more, but you keep dumping toilets.
I've been dumping insulation in there for months.
Oh, that's great, man. I got a pile of asbestos I need to get off.
Hey,
you work
bring
a
it
deal?
On by. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that stuff's hard to get rid of.
Oh, that's the worst.
Not if you have an unsecured dumpster.
Oh,
no
man.
Problem.
Yeah, I got some of that. I could just, next time you come by, just bring it and we'll just shove it in the back.
Just shove it up.
Yeah.
It's really dusty and in a bunch of tiny pieces, so.
Oh, good.
Poke some holes in that black plastic bag and there we go.
No, actually, when we bought our house in December.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, we were tearing up all the carpet to redo it had nice fur floors underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the rooms had linoleum in it from who knows when. Ooh. But that was for sure just asbestos laden.
Mm-hmm.
And I just broke it up and put it in my trash can.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I'm like, fuck.
As long as it's not ground up and aerated or aerosoled.
Yeah, no, it was, it was just chunked up for whatever I can manage to get in a bag.
As long as you're not working with it for 10 years, right? It's not gonna, maybe, who knows? This is what I've been telling myself when I just openly inhale huff bags full of asbestos.
Not like it's 10 years worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just did it once.
I just did it, once a week.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, there's something we're huffing right now that's the future asbestos, right?
Well,
for sure.
This could be asbestos tiles up there.
We're also drinking literal poison.
Yeah, but this says it gives you buzz.
Yeah, it makes you feel funny.
That's worth it. Anything popcorn is mm-hmm. asbestos, right?
Maybe. Don't look up.
Don't look up. Keep your mouth closed.
We're all wearing masks. So anyway, that was like my son-in-law duty. Do you do shit like that all the time? I end up getting roped into doing stuff like that fairly frequently.
My mother-in-law, my wife was only child with her mom.
Right.
And then her dad had three more kids after, I think three. Yeah. Three more kids.
Peter.
And Lizzie.
Lizzie. Yeah.
And so I'm the guy that does stuff at her house, at my mother-in-law's house. But it's nothing cool. It's stuff like carry the air conditioner upstairs and downstairs.
Right.
I've been telling her I want to rip, like, her house, she bought it in 92 and has done pretty much nothing to it since then. And I'm like, the wallpaper's like peeling in the bedroom and all
you
this.
You want to fix that?
I want to spend like a weekend and make it look
not shitty.
But she's like, I'm going to sell it or whatever one of these days and buy a different house. She wants like a one level, like a ranch house or something.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to do anything to it. I'm like, well, it's going to need to be done to sell.
To sell.
Unless you want to just give it away.
Yeah. You could save a ton of money by just fixing the paint. painting it neutral.
Yeah, I don't think she's painted anything. But she's like, no, no, don't worry about it. And she borrowed my staple gun and just stapled it back up to the wall.
That's
so
interesting.
Problem solved.
Wow, that's pretty much like new again.
Yeah, it's back to,
Man, can I at least paint the staple heads for you? I mean, shit. That's, I mean, if she wants to sell it, I mean, obvious choice is to paint it and get a little bit more value out of it. But. Yeah.
Like, I've learned that, like, with a lot of stuff that I'm like, oh, I'll do that later on down the road or whatever. I'm like, why wait 10 years when if I just do it now, I can enjoy it for this whole time?
Yeah. People say shit like, oh, do you want to do that? It's not worth your investment. It's mm-hmm. like, well, but I want to use it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we spent $4,000 on a deck and it's like the best money I've ever spent. It's fucking awesome. The house is so much better now. We have all this outdoor space. When people are over, we can sit outside. It's awesome. I love it. I'm like, man, I should have done this years ago.
Yeah, you've been talking about it for 3 years.
3 years.
Finally got around to it.
You know, a lot of things had to fall into place for it to happen.
You did have some pretty young children in that time.
I have to keep remembering, like, okay, I have small children. It's hard to do big projects. Well, mm-hmm. when we took down the wall last year, I had to get the family out of the house because we were kicking up a ton of dust and possibly asbestos and lead paint and stuff. It's like, okay, I don't need my one-year-old here breathing this shit in. So we had to like schedule a weekend where she could stay at her sister's and we did all the work that way.
I mean, fixing stuff once you're living there is really tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a month where I bought the house and before we had to move in and I did everything I could in that month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
With the floors and put a new base, chair rail, crown molding and paint while our stuff wasn't in there.
That's exactly what we did with this house. Like the upstairs, I did the floors and painted everything and whatever, did as much as I could for about a month. It was a terrible, terrible month because I was going to work and then coming over
working
here.
Working two jobs.
And then coming over here and working till midnight or 1 in the morning and then going to work again.
Yeah, I took 1 week off so that I can just focus on it because mm-hmm. I was replacing floor joists and stuff because there are these big holes in the floor from like old... You know, we ripped up the carpet. Hole. Yeah, like old fucking chimneys and the wall was all weird. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty extensive, but...
Is it an old house?
Yeah, 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like 43.
I'm 39.
Oh, really?
Well, we got old houses.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's all I could afford. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, so we've been in 8 months and we're actually refinancing right now and it's already worth, you know, $50,000 more, so...
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because of what we did.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
You like owning a home? Is it nice?
It is. It's the second house I've ever owned.
Oh, okay.
I lost the first one in 2008 when all that shit happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
That hit me super hard. And it was like a worst case scenario. You know, we had this predatory loan that was like an interest only thing. And then the value bottomed out and I wasn't working for like 8 months. So we just walked away from it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're part of the problem. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. That was the best thing I ever did.
Turns out interest only loans at like 7% are hard to handle. Like when it goes underwater, it's like, okay, now I'm just paying nothing and my house is worth, I don't know.
Yeah. And we were reaching that point where it was going to be not interest only anymore and our payment was going to go up like $500.
Mm.
And so for like 3 or 4 months, I kept contacting them like, hey, you know, things are getting tough. You know, is there any programs that you can help us with?
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, can't help you. Sorry. Nope. We tried for like 3 months. And at the last month, they were like, you know, until you're upside down, nobody's ever going to help you.
Like, okay, well, I'll save that money.
I said, see ya.
Yeah.
And that thing sat empty. They didn't take it back for 6 or 7 years, actually.
Did you move out of it in that?
We moved out because I wanted to rent a place before our credit showed, you know, this.
Right.
Yeah.
There we go. Get into a rental. Yeah. Smart.
My oldest brother's ex-wife, same thing happened with her. Like, but she just couldn't afford the payments after they got divorced. But she just kept living there for like 2 years and just
did like nothing. Squatting?
No, I mean, she wasn't making the payments and they just did nothing. And then finally they were like, okay, we're foreclosing. And we'll give you $5,000 if you don't trash the place, pretty much.
Just get out.
And be out by this date. So she got paid to leave.
Wow. It's probably worth it for the bank, though.
Yeah, and I mean, being empty is really hard on a house, for sure. Mm-hmm.
No, whatever. The front, like the heat's not on, whatever, just deteriorates.
Pipes are freezing. Yeah. Raccoons are moving in.
Yeah, they told us if because the people were selling our property so often, and that's how it was happening. You know, it was just changing hands over and over again, that if we could have tracked down the last people that owned it, last bank, not people, probably not a person around, and asked them if they had the title or the deed to it, that if they couldn't come up with it, technically we still own the house. Because I guarantee you they it got lost somewhere for sure. But the house was really small. Yeah, we're in a much better place.
Yeah, that's sweet, man.
Yeah.
So are your kids are old enough? Do they help you out with any of your housework? Your boy into it or your girl?
Yeah, they did for sure. They were in there because somebody was nice enough when they laid the carpet and then the padding, they stapled it every 6 inches or whatever.
Cool. I remember that job.
Yeah, I appreciated that. Yeah, because gravity won't keep it down. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, carpet is always flying up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even open a window without carpet flying
just
up.
Just gets sucked right out the window.
Yeah, so they were pulling staples and sweeping, you know, they were like the apprentices. It was cool.
Yeah, I did that exact job with when my dad replaced the carpet when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some needle nose pliers.
Have a good time.
Go to work.
Yeah. I did a lot of popcorn scraping when I was a kid.
Didn't realize that was all asbestos.
I mean, this was like late 80s. They didn't know.
Yeah, it was pretty much vitamin C back then.
Yeah. Put it in a bowl. Pour milk on it.
Oh, yeah.
Good to go.
Speaking of, hey, John, you want some cookies over there after the... You want to take those cookies home with you?
I guess. Why do you have so many cookies?
I went to a party last night, and then I brought some cookies.
You took some cookies from them?
I'm going to eat the rest of those cookies, and I don't want to, so I'm giving them to you.
Oh, for me. Oh, okay.
For your boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are they special cookies? No, not if you're giving them to kids.
Well, maybe get off on the right bus if he's.
I don't know. You get around those just certain crowds. It's like you want a cookie. You got to kind of go. Wait. Like, would you give this cookie to a kid? Yeah, I'll take four.
A quarter of it.
Yeah, just lick the bottom. That's all you need.
Wait a half hour. Eat another quarter.
Yep.
See how you feel.
So, you, Keith, big shot.
Yeah.
Why I admire you is because like you just. See something you want and you go after it and you like work super hard and I don't know, you're a hard worker, man.
Yeah, I mean,
not John over here, look at this loser.
I don't know, that's the only thing you can guarantee is effort, unless you're not being serious, then I do try to work hard though. Hey, whatever. There is you know, even like recently playing guitar, you know, I'm probably 3 years in and it's fucking nightmare that I'm not any better. Guitar is so hard, but
because you have a passion for guitar, right? Get the passion.
Yeah, I love it.
I took lessons for probably 2.5-3 years and I didn't have it, and I was like doing it, I was getting okay, but really didn't, was like, oh, I gotta practice tonight, or I gotta sit down and mess with my guitar and do this thing that he told me to do. And once I realized, I was like, I'm going to stop paying you because I'm not really getting anything out of these lessons.
It's not worth it to go to his place to practice?
Yeah, right. For the one hour a week.
Yeah.
Turns out it's the other 6 hours for the rest of the week that all the good comes from.
Right. That's always a problem. If you're not interested in doing it, you just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's always my...
That's why I was so terrible in school.
Yeah, you're like, I don't like this, so I'm not going to be doing it. That's how life works.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was a horrible high school student until I hit apprenticeship for sheet metal. And then I really, you know, they attached money to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to crush this.
Mm-hmm. It was like the harder you work, the more, or what is a, or you just move on up. People trust you more. The better you do.
The better you do, the more your name's known, the more opportunity you have to work and, you know, just. How it works.
I noticed you have all your fingers, so you must be pretty good.
I do, yeah. Metal. Yeah. I actually only know one guy the whole trade I've been in 15 years. He's missing his pinky. That was it.
Yeah.
Nobody needs a pinky.
I was in the shop. I didn't see it, but one of the guys at an old metal fab place I worked at, got his pinky in a pipe CNC pipe bender and just clamp, you know, metal stronger than finger.
Ooh.
And just pinched his whole finger off. I guess it was like a couple inches longer than it's supposed to be and much flatter.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. He was actually pretty cool about it. I mean, it was just his pinky.
Yeah, if you got to lose one, right?
And he was pretty grateful afterward. Like, that could have been really bad.
Yeah. You know, this guy will shake your hand and, like, you know, like Barry is, it's like a weird
his
thing.
Little nub,
you know? Yeah.
In the middle. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's at the knuckle, but he can kind of, like, you know, kind of like one of them little zapper things, you know.
Yeah. My uncle had like some injury to his thumb and his tendons like crazy tight. So he has this like claw thumb. And I remember as a kid, I'd always shake his hand and he had like incredible crushing power with his thumb. Sort of a rookie of the year
injury.
That's
what I was thinking, rookie of the year. He broke his arm and somehow became a pitcher.
Yeah, the tendon Magic. Came back stronger. I don't remember. I never really watched that movie.
You're missing out. It holds up.
I doubt that. Yeah.
I broke my hand a few years ago. This, I don't know if you can see, it's kind of a...
Oh, yeah.
My index metacarpal.
It's super fucked up.
It is fucking. Disgusting. It's curved.
Don't show that to me.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Put that away. What'd you do? How'd that happen?
I took the bike out to the beach. So we rode out to... it was Barview Jetty.
Where's that?
Near Rockaway, I think.
Okay.
Or north of Tillamook. And I was walking out on the rocks, man. I even filmed it. Because I set up my camera and I walked out where all the waves were crashing. And I ended up fucking falling. And my hand went in between two rocks. And then it, like, my finger was, like, flopped over.
Cool.
And I went to my wife. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to scare you. But I think something wrong happened. She goes, oh, no, maybe it's just... And it was just this grinding movement.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I think we should head back to Portland.
Did you ride home?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You weren't sitting on the back of the motorcycle and
nope.
having your wife?
Okay. Nope, she was on the back still.
Does she ride as well?
She's just my passenger, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We roll tough, yeah. Made it all the way back to Portland.
You didn't go to the closest hospital?
No.
I wouldn't trust Rockaway Hospital.
I went
either.
To a man. Well, I was like, well, I'm not going to leave my bike here, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point, right?
Yeah.
I guess I have to drive home.
I got to drive home, yeah. So I made it all the way back to Emmanuel where I found out it was broken, but that sucked.
I burned my arm while I was whistling.
How's that happen?
It's getting better.
It's healing up.
A little owie.
Oh.
Was a slag or something come down?
I touched it with the rod.
Oh.
Ooh.
Apparently the rod is also hot. Not just the fire.
Past guest Jeremy.
Yeah. I saw him last night and his beautiful baby boy.
Yep. He came over for hangout night.
Oh, he's got such fat little cheeks.
Oh,
so
that
cute.
Sweet little baby, Jude.
Jude, sleeping the whole time?
We'll have Jeremy back on soon to talk about what it's like to be a new dad.
The before and after of being a parent.
Before he was like, I don't know what's going to happen. And now he's like, the whole world's changed.
Oh, like before no kids and after now kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait, okay, I didn't say.
What?
Jeremy.
Yes.
The reason I brought up Jeremy.
Right.
He learned that metal is hot when you've been welding on it because we used to weld like little sculptures or whatever, yard sculptures when I was in high school just for fun. My buddy's dad had a welder and we would just like cut up stuff and make cool whatever things. And he was over and he just saw us welding this piece and then he goes and just picks it up like and held it for like 5 seconds before it hit him.
His brain.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, no. And it just all
burned the shit out of his
hands. Oh, man.
Fucked. When I was 18, I learned that when you cut pipe, I was working for the gas company, cut pipe, the inside of it has got a really sharp burr.
Mm.
And I went to pick up this piece of scrap and reached my hand inside. And just this nice razor blade sliced the shit out of my palm. So I learned that lesson.
There we go.
Yeah.
Things we learn.
I've never cut myself since.
you immediately quit that job. You're like, no, this is dangerous.
I love that job. Dude, working for the city, you don't have to do anything. It's the easiest job in the world because there's no other natural gas companies in town. So you can work as slow as you want because there's no competition. And everyone who works there knows it.
and it's like a competition to do the least amount of work.
Basically, there's no motivation to finish any job. Just like, well, you might as well do something while you're out there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because there's no profit issue, right? They're just paying what it costs.
Yep. And yeah. That's it. They go, well, it'll cost $5,000 to install a service to this house. It is what it is. And, it's a government-controlled monopoly. There's not, like, Portland natural gas. It's all just Northwest natural gas. So, no one really gives a shit.
Yeah, I see whenever I'm going by construction on my route, the whole street was torn up for a while. And there would be 8 people standing around looking into a hole and one guy in the hole doing something.
I have to defend that. I mean, they're not all lazy.
I want all in that hole.
They're not scared about...
At least hold something.
I want to get in that hole.
They're not scared to be working fast, right? There's not like a fire in their bellies. But mm-hmm. they do... I mean, there's lots of guys who do a lot of hard work there. That one guy. But the one dude in the hole story is... The one guy, there's only enough room maybe for one guy, or he's the guy who's digging, and the next guy in line is going to do the welding, and then the next guy's going to do the pipe fitting. One guy's the excavator operator. He's got to see, like, what's going on down there, and then there's, like, a foreman. That gets blown out of proportion. Like, there's only one guy working.
Why are you so logical? I like judging these people.
Bunch of lazy assholes.
That's a common thing. Like, what are my tax dollars going to? Everybody just standing around like nobody even considers.
Well, that's just kind of how it works, Sorry.
In any other profession, like you're having work done, there wouldn't be all 8 guys standing in a bathroom, like in a line. Like they would come at different times. But now that they're trying to do it faster. So they're just sitting there waiting.
Well, yeah, you only want to close the street off once, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Well, and like the excavator guy, he's waiting for the next thing to start and he doesn't have anything else to do.
He's just over on the side digging another hole just for fun.
Just for fun. He's he's just got to wait his turn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of specialists all waiting their turn. So
Superfan Alex, send us these cards. 49 great questions. And I think we probably only have 20 of these questions left.
Oh, finally.
So anybody want to get their name? It says 49 great questions, but there's been like 3 good ones.
There's a few good ones.
There's one great one.
49 all right questions.
Yeah. 49 all right. But if anybody else wants their name shouted out on the podcast, send something in that we can read maybe per episode. Maybe 52 awesome questions.
Speaking of shouting us out, if you email Brooks, he will send you a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still on the table?
You've been drawing the shit out of some pictures lately.
Yeah, he has.
I've been, I got the passion for
picture drawing. He does, yeah. He's got a late in life passion for drawing.
It's, I just sit there and I listen to podcasts while drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a new set of color pencils. I sprung for like the nice color pencils.
Are they
like Prismacolor?
Yeah, yeah.
They made the best pens.
I don't know what the brand they
That's
are.
That's like the fancy brand.
I had one step up from Crayola color pencils before, and now I got, it was like 24 color pencils in a tin.
Ooh.
And it was like $40.
Was it made out of sheet metal? Well, then it's quality.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to clarify.
But the other set was like $10. So these are much nicer and they draw a lot smoother.
If you email basementbuddiespod@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
and you put your address in there, Brooks will mail you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to clarify, I was talking to my sister-in-law. These are not shitty little drawings. These are on like full, nice, thick, artistic
They're
going to
be
paper.
Framed they are and like, matted. And,
it's not even 8.5 by 11. It's like
13 by 9 or something.
Yeah,
they're slightly bigger.
I may have got myself in over my head.
And they're legit. These are not some half-assed napkin drawings. These are real pieces of art.
When I first started out, I was drawing half-assed napkin drawings.
Right.
And the first like 5 people that got pictures
were
with
like,
a sticker. Oh, by the way,
shit?
Keith, I got a sticker for you there.
Oh, nice.
They can put on your toolbox or...
Thanks, brother.
Or whatever.
Or in my office.
Or in your office. Put it up on the door of your office for all the people that you're firing so they can... See a nice pod that'll let them down.
You guys are legit, man.
So, you know what? Turns out you can just buy stickers on the internet.
Really?
It's not that expensive.
Oh, man.
The first 10.
I thought they awarded these.
No, we have the trophies to prove that.
Do you have a trophy or 2 trophies?
I don't. Those pictures were funny.
The first 10 stickers are $1 from Sticker Mule. and then it's like you got to wait for the deals. I'll get them 15.
This is not sponsored content.
Sponsored by Sticker Meal. Maybe I'll get a better deal. It's like if you wait for the deal, it's like $19 for 50 of them. And those last a long since we have about 40 listeners.
Yeah, we lose one a week. Anyway, 49 great questions.
49 great questions. What scientific or technological breakthrough would you be most excited about? See, I'm just like, what scientific or technological breakthrough would you be most excited about, John?
In like today?
Yeah, I mean, would you be like, whoa, cool. I can't wait to get my bionic dick.
Finally. After it's all these here. Years of waiting.
But does something actually come out of it?
Yeah, right. Well, I got a vasectomy, so
it's just no,
puff of air.
Let's see. I mean, there's like...
All these cool things I've been saying and you tell me are never going to happen.
Well, speaking of jizz, I think male birth control would be pretty amazing. I think that would change a lot of our society in a really positive way.
Because, like besides condoms.
Yeah,
like a pill.
A pill, or there's been
a
talk
booze that's laced with some sort of pill that you have to drink your booze, like your shot of whiskey. That's
hey, Owen, before you go to school, take your shot of booze. No,
yeah, give it to your 12-year-old.
Years ago, they talked about it was like a injection of like a wax that would coat your like vas deferens, the tubes or something like that, and it would last for 10 years or so, and you'd just be completely infertile,
plugged up, and you got to get that tube reamed out,
or it would just slowly dissolve over time. I think that would be amazing. When you're like 18, you just get this shot, and you cannot have kids until you're 28. I think that would
make it mandatory.
Yeah, it's just like most. Well, maybe not like government regulated mandatory, but
you're just darting kids coming out of high school,
tagging like, them and releasing them back into the wild.
It's a GPA thing.
Cut their ear.
Yeah. Put a chip. Yeah, I think that would help society in a lot of ways, because I didn't have kids until I was in my 30s, and that I think was like an incredible way to do it, because I can be irresponsible and stupid and have shitty jobs and have shitty apartments for a long time, and it doesn't matter because I'm in my 20s and now it feels good to be settled and have a house and have kids, and I think I'm a much better parent than I would have been in my 20s.
Yeah, I was 21. And like you have to perform.
Yeah.
Like from then on out.
Yeah.
Did it kind of motivate you to?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like you can't be a shithead anymore.
Yeah, right. I mean.
And I'm happy I was able to. Yeah. I was able to be a shithead for.
I think the flip side to that was like now, you know, our kids can watch each other while me and my wife go off for the weekend, you know. Mm.
There's an advantage to that.
Yeah.
And you had more energy when you were 21, I imagine.
To take care of kids.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Okay. He'll find his way home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like now, now I'm 34 and I got a 7 and 4 year old. They can almost gang up on me now and take me to almost.
But I think you got a few more years.
But when I was 21, there was no way.
Kicking him in the face.
Fucking tossing him across the room. Sorry, kid. Get away. Go.
Breaking their arms.
Yeah. So I'd be much, much worse.
Another cool technology thing would be, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, pervasive high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what's his nuts? Bezos or whoever? Musk, maybe.
Was talking about Wi-Fi that was like...
Satellite. Yeah, they've been talking about
lower Earth satellite, so it just is up there, floating around.
Low Earth orbit.
If they put up thousands of them around the Earth, everybody could have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. There'll be a time when our kids will be like, oh, you had like a Wi-Fi router in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just have free internet? Is there still some in the city?
Free?
Yeah, is there like...
I always heard that was coming. I don't know if it ever showed up, though. Like, if you lived in this area, Portland will be blanketed in this shitty Wi-Fi.
Comcast does. If you have Comcast, you can
get it anywhere. Yeah,
tap into there.
When I lived in the Brooklyn neighborhood here in Portland, there was, like, free city internet, and it was super slow and shitty. Mm-hmm. But it was free. I don't know if they've worked on that.
Well, internet's a trip, because it's, like on the list of... you know, services you have to go to your house. It's like above water, you know?
Oh, more important than?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can't even like, oh shit, internet's down. What do we do? Kids are running around.
Go drink some water.
Yeah, go drink some water. That's the next thing we pay for. When we were kids, it's almost like finding another element.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't even know that this thing exists and then it was created and now it's this thing that we have to pay for every month.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking insanity.
Yeah, but who wants to live without it?
I know. Well, no, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I mean, yeah, I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
You're almost on Facebook as much as I am.
Yeah, it depends on how many motorcycle trips I go on.
A lot of cool pictures from those motorcycles.
Yeah, man, that's the best. I would like to see like an experiment with technology that already exists, like with GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Like if everybody on one day logged into this GPS service to their way to work and it calculated everybody's routes, could it perfectly get us to work without any traffic?
Yeah. I was just talking about this with somebody. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
We were just talking like,
last night here at your house?
Was that you last night?
Yeah.
Waze. I was pretty drunk.
Oh, were you?
Is that? No. Is Waze, like it gives you different routes, but does it, it could potentially give everyone different routes to their, to try and like keep it the best flowing.
Yeah.
It eventually could get like, okay, if we're sending these guys down this street and these guys forward. And this guy's going to take the next exit and get over here and go this weird route. So it's perfectly flowing.
I think that could work if the infrastructure was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason we have so much traffic is because we don't have the correct infrastructure. There's just like literally the cars can't fit into that space.
Mm-hmm.
Human driven cars. You know, that's another technology thing that would be interesting is the self-driving cars. But I think that's a long way off.
I don't know.
I think people think it's a panacea that will fix everything. I think it will fix some things. It's not the end all be all for all solutions.
It was pretty nice. I was zipping up in this Tesla's blind spot the other day, and they could have, like, if they wanted to get over, I was going really fast to pass them on the left, and aren't Teslas are like partially,
yeah,
will like do some stuff, and they're always. So if the guy wanted to get over in front of me while I had no time to stop, it like would put on the brakes or wouldn't let you turn into that lane.
So. Yeah, I test drove a Tesla a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm interested in one of those Model 3s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I have my daily driver when I don't have the motorcycle is an old Cadillac.
Oh, sweet.
This old 68. And I'm just tired of... I don't know if you've ever driven an old car.
Oh,
it's a deal.
Yeah. It's a workout.
Yeah. Well, it drives really smooth. You just never know when it's going to want to stop driving.
Or start in the morning.
Maybe. There's like three modern cars that I'm interested in, and that's one of them.
What are the other two?
A newer Cadillac and like a pickup or something.
Oh,
but I'm not really a truck guy. I think I scratched that one off. But this was... You know, I'm used to driving cool cars, but mm-hmm. this Tesla was probably the coolest thing I've ever driven.
That's like 30K or so, right?
The model. It's 54.
Oh,
when okay. You put all the cool options on.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want like, you know, the dumb donkey one, it's down in the 30s.
It goes
like 4 miles range. But no, I did the self-driving thing on the test drive and it was brilliant.
I heard there was a video on... Pornhub. So you ever heard of this website?
What?
I've never heard of it. Somebody told me about it.
Someone told me there's porn on the internet, but I haven't seen
it. I haven't found it. I mean, the reason I want Wi-Fi is so everyone can access pornography whenever they'd like. Right.
I want to beam directly into my head.
Yeah. I mean,
that's healthy.
Pornhub's going to come out with like a thing that you just shove in your eye socket, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And pull one eye out, put in a Pornhub branded eyeball.
And it's got their logo
beam
on the front.
Into your brain. Yeah.
Worth it.
I mean, if they made it birth control, they would really have something there.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say.
Wow.
Self-driving car?
So, Tesla. Self-driving car. And I heard, yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about pornography.
So there was a video that was getting shared around. It was like having sex in a self-driving Tesla on the freeway going like 90.
Yeah.
And, I hear it might have been pretty cool.
Oh.
It would have been scary if you were that dude, but I guess you just got to trust technology, maybe.
Well, and the lady that
is that what you're looking forward to, Keith?
I want to be able to hop. Yeah, she was surprised that I was so. She was like, "Oh, I can't believe how comfortable you are with this for never having driven." I'm like, "Well, you guys are selling it."
Mm-hmm. You're like,
Yeah, so we get on the freeway, and the thing's quick, and it drives. It feels like a car, which sounds weird, but I kind of felt like it would silently hover around feeling. But no, like there's this creep mode. So when you let off the brake to go, it creeps forward just like your car would when it's idling. And then
because it wouldn't need to do that.
It wouldn't need to do that. Yeah, you get off the brake and it would just stop. Sit. And it would feel weird.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so they program that into it just to make it feel more natural. So I did this at Washington Square. We get onto 217 and she puts it into autopilot and I'm just sitting there and she goes, "Okay, if you want to switch lanes, just do the hard blinker." So I gave it a hard blinker and there was this car flying up. I'm like, "Oh shit." And it fucking waited for
it
to pass.
Wait, was it Brooks?
Yeah. Waited for it to pass and then it sped up to match its speed and it switched lanes and it was perfect.
Wow.
You can set it for like in autopilot, never go 5 over the speed limit. Mm-hmm. So you program it for like how many cars back you want to stay from somebody. And if there's no cars in front of you, it will go 5 over the speed limit.
That's cool. Wait, how does it know the speed limit?
It just knows, yeah. Everywhere you're at, it knows how what the speed is. Yeah,
Incredible. You look at
like Waze does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, Waze will have the speed limit up in the corner.
Oh, I've never looked at
that. You don't pay attention to the speed limit.
No, I'm trying to go 80 everywhere.
And then we did a couple of parking practices, like it backed into a parking spot by itself and then parallel parked. It was decent.
Nice.
There'll be people complaining, like, kids these days don't know how to back into a parking spot.
I've heard it already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because trucks now will back in your boat for you without any practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys are like, "Man, you know, you can't back up your fucking boat."
They also have that mode where you can switch it where the, because backing up a trailer is weird.
It's backwards. Yeah.
There's a button you can push in the newer trucks that correct that backwardness.
Really?
Yeah. And it'll just drive like you think it should.
That's magic.
Yeah. That is a man skill I've never developed. I think we talked about this. I cannot back up a trailer.
Can't back up a trailer.
I can back up a long trailer. The short ones are a nightmare.
Nightmare. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can drive a truck. I can drive basically anything. Never had a problem.
I was doing a route.
Driving forklifts.
I was doing a route with a trailer that I pulled out. And I got used to it after whatever, couple months.
I just never had enough experience with it. And so, like, the odd time that I have to do it, I'm, like, under huge pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, no."
There's always somebody waiting for you.
Yeah.
At the dump. And the guy's like, "Go this way." I'm like,
I don't understand.
Not me. I think the guys I'm watching back up their trailers.
Pete helped me do the insulation in my place a couple months ago. Uh-huh. And we were doing the same thing. And Pete, I think, self-admits he's not great at backing up a trailer either. And he was on his street backing up, and of course a car shows up to do it. And he's got that light little trailer. So I ran over there and like picked it up and walked it. That's like my move. I'll just pick up the trailer and drag it the way it needs to go.
Yeah, we have one of those little trailers, and like I can't back it into my driveway because it's too short, that pivot point's way too close, and it gets unruly. So we disconnect it, and me and my wife will yard it up in the driveway. Yeah.
Yep. That's the way to do it.
I got a new trailer from the last one
that you built.
The one I built a few years 5 years back
got stolen,
and I got like a bigger, and this one is like way bigger. It's like 4 feet longer and
we moved that wood stove in that trailer. Yeah.
And it's much heavier, so I would park it at my mother-in-law's house in her backyard, and I would just push it up. She lives like in Southeast where it's just tight streets, and I would just push it up the driveway, like just grab onto it, move it up. And now I have to back up, and it's like a 8-point turn to get this trailer. I'm like in this neighbor's drive, like on the sidewalk across the street, and I can't do it if there's a car parked there.
Sometimes I'll get out the car and I'll find a real man and make him do it.
"Excuse me, sir. You look like a real man. Help me out, please."
"But you got a beard. Can't back it up.
It's fake.
It's just for show." Move Keith over here. Now you get Keith's number. He'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll come on here and back it up for you. I had to learn. I was an apprentice, and we had this big load of railing that had to go to Seattle, and he's like, oh, there's the trailer and the flatbed truck. I was like, I've never driven a trailer before. And he goes, you're only going forward. It's cool. Downtown Seattle.
Yeah, one of my old bosses, when I was trying to back up a trailer and I was talking to him about it, how I never figured out, he goes, well, I used to struggle with it too. And I was on a job where I was driving a dump truck with a trailer down like a logging trail. And I got about 2 miles down and there was a barricade. And I had to back up for 2 miles. And he goes, after that, I could back up anywhere. You just got to get over it and get enough experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as driving stick. You guys can drive stick, right? Yeah. People go, well, I never learned or whatever. You just have to have a car that's a stick and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah, that's fine. I got a job and they're like, here's your truck. It's a stick. Can you drive it? I'm like, yeah,
I will.
Yeah.
I had, my mom taught me to drive stick when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And it was like this janky old Ford Explorer. And I never really was any good at it. And then in my 20s, I got a car that had a stick and,
good to
go. A week later, you're pro.
And you realize how terrible they are because you can't, it's hard to eat a sandwich in traffic.
That's true. Yeah,
that is true. It's hard to knee drive with a stick. Yeah.
I drove a stick for a couple of years back and forth between Hillsborough and my place. And, I was happy to get an automatic after stop and go traffic.
Stop and go traffic's brutal.
Kills.
Yeah. It's fun if you're, getting all zippy.
Well, it was a station wagon, Subaru Legacy.
All right, fellas. 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Don't we all work?
No, man. Yeah, we all work. John doesn't work on Mondays.
That's right. 4:10s, baby.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 5:12s, baby.
Get a better job.
I can't. I'm not qualified.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Keith.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. It's brilliant.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.